Of all, Viracocha was remembered in the legends as a teacher. In particular, he was remembered for bringing to Peru such varied skills as medicine, metallurgy, farming, animal husbandry, the art of writing, said by the Incas to have been introduced by Viracocha but later forgot, and a sophisticated understanding of the principles of engineering and architecture. I had already been impressed by the quality of Inca stonework in Cuzco. As my research continued, however, I was surprised to discover that by no means all the so-called Inca masonry could be attributed with any degree of archaeological certainty to the Incas. The same appeared to be true of the highly developed system of roads connecting the far-flung parts of the Inca Empire. Local tradition stated that both were the work of white, auburn-haired men who lived thousands of years earlier. The ancient citadel of Sacsayhuaman lies just north of Cuzco. I clambered up stairways, through lintled stone gates built for giants, and walked along mammoth rows of zigzag walls. How had the Incas, or their predecessors, been able to work stone on such gargantuan